Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. Aren't you happy? It's Friday, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Got a couple of fellas here in the studio that I said, what do y'all want to listen to? Happy. We want to be happy. I said, okay, we got you. Daryl Singleton is here, and John Scanlon, both with the City of Pensacola Sanitation Services Department. Welcome, guys. It's great to have you.
Oh, thank you. We always like talking trash with you.
Oh, but bump. Oh, I hope my listeners are ready for that. I don't know. It might be too early. So tell me what's happening and all about your department. Pensacola Energy is the other name. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What y'all do? So let's talk about that, the Pensacola Energy, what you do, kind of help people understand a little bit better. My understanding, which is just terrible, is I hope they pick up my trash today. That's the extent of my understanding.
And
I'm probably not alone in that.
So that's important for everybody.
Yeah. So maybe give us a little background on what your responsibilities are, and a little bit about the history.
Sure.
How all this is done.
Yeah, so with the sanitation department, we cover the city of Pensacola, and we're over the garbage, so picking up that household garbage, recycling, and yard waste and bulk. And,
wow.
And also, we have a mayor's cleanup, and this week, it's actually tomorrow, we have the mayor's cleanup. It's Fairfield, between Fairfield and Maxwell. It's going to be east of Davis Highway, so that upper north or East Hill area. Mm-hmm. So everybody can put their stuff out tonight or tomorrow morning before 7 a.m. You can put paint, tires, old furniture, appliances, all that stuff as you're doing your spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Get that on the side of the road before 7 a.m., and we're going to be going by and picking it up for free.
Wow. Okay, that's great, because there are some folks that have those things sitting in their garage, or
that's
they've had the old computer for a while, and they know they need to bring it up to the recycling drop-off point. Either it's too heavy or they can't. So this is really something. I didn't realize y'all were doing this.
Yeah, we do
it
every month.
Is it every month?
Well, every month, or 10 months out of the year.
Uh-huh.
So there's 10 of them,
uh-huh.
And there's 10 different areas. And you can go to the City of Pensacola's website, or you can even Google Mayor's Cleanup Pensacola, and it has an interactive map. You put in your address,
mm-hmm.
and it'll pull up, yours is the last Saturday in June, or last Saturday in July.
Okay.
So there's 10 different areas, and we're going to service one of those a month until October.
So explain what tomorrow's area. You mentioned already, but a little
bit. So it's going to be like Northeast Hill, so it's in between Fairfield and Maxwell,
uh-huh.
and it's going to be east of Davis Highway.
Okay.
All the way to the water.
Perfect. To Scenic Highway all the way over?
I'm sorry, to the bayou.
Okay. Okay, different water.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Yeah, but you can't. What's the website so folks can check?
Cityofpensacola.com.
That's easy.
And when you go up there, you're going to see a link for a department. And in the bottom right-hand corner, the very last one to make it easy for everyone,
mm-hmm.
Under enterprises, you're going to see sanitation services.
Excellent.
And you can go there, and it's got a ton of great information. It's got our hours, contact information, what you can and cannot throw away, recyclables, how to sign up for the programs for like recycling,
mm-hmm.
A lot of really good information there.
Interesting. So it's interesting to me because there's Escambia County also has their own recycling program too, or are they separate or the same?
They're separate.
They're separate.
ECUA does Escambia County's recycling program.
Okay, that's what
now we also partnership with the county and do some county cleanups too for some of their neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I know I'm bad about it. I love hoarding everything because I know my weekend is coming in the city.
Right.
And then I can put everything out there, the old dishwasher or the old refrigerator, whatever you've been hoarding up.
Mm-hmm.
You can clean the garage out and stick it out there. I look forward to getting my little card. Hey, it's my weekend.
I didn't even know y'all did this, so I'm really excited to get the word out today about that. That's just fantastic. And what's the time for? Just first thing in the morning?
Yeah, before 7 a.m.,
okay.
We usually do two run-throughs in the neighborhood to make sure we get everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so get out by 7 a.m. And last month, we spent all day. It was a huge volume of
I can imagine.
Of everything. And so it was all day that we go through. And if you see that truck, if they picked up your neighbor and they moved on,
mm-hmm.
generally that they had to fill that truck and they go and empty it out and they come back.
Okay.
We didn't miss you. But if something happens, you're free to give us a call. But a lot of moving parts tomorrow.
Okay.
We had a neighborhood this year. We picked up like 3,000 gallons of paint.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Everybody put their old paint out.
Wow. Well, that's there's a lot of things that you're not supposed to put in the trash. And maybe we should talk a little bit about that. Give us some guidelines. Because a lot of people just throw stuff in no matter what, but there really are some hazardous items that don't need to go into the regular landfill, correct?
Oh, yeah. Propane tanks, please. Ooh. Even the little small bottle ones, you know, mm-hmm. you don't want to put those in there.
For campers or people that use them.
They compact everything. We mm-hmm. don't want any explosions. We don't want any propane in there
right.
at all. So please keep, you know, stuff like that is mm-hmm. hazardous for us.
The paint, we generally don't accept paint. Uh-huh. Tomorrow's the day if you're in okay. that area. So your mayor's cleanup, that's when you want to take the paint. If you do have paint and some of the stuff that we're going to talk about, you can go to the landfill yourself, like hazardous waste, mm-hmm. chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want a lot of chemicals. Some medical stuff you don't want to put in there. Anything with like lithium batteries.
That's a big one now, isn't it?
Because it causes fires.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of a new thing, really. I mean, when you think about it, we used to just have the old-fashioned batteries. So, and I don't think you're supposed to throw those in there either, are you?
But we can. Take, yeah, if you, those, you know.
Like double A, triple A,
C, D, stuff like that we can take.
Uh-huh.
It's those lithiums. The one that you find like in your cell phones and some smoke detectors. And
right.
so, you know.
Okay. So you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. On Friday, our friends are here with City of Pensacola Sanitation Department talking about recycling today, and we're going to get into some of the details. But if you have a question, that's what this panel is about. This is the expert panel, and our experts are here. So 850-437-1620, text in your questions. So let's talk a little bit. We restarted the recycling program, correct, this right. year. So how is that going, and what are you all finding as a result?
One thing is the citizens of Pensacola, they absolutely love to recycle.
Mm-hmm.
And when they say they have their hearts out on it, they really do. Since we started the program in July, we've collected 437 tons of recyclables.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
The most amazing part, 93% of that is clean. We're wow. running a 7% contamination rate. So that means 93% is going to recycling. It doesn't go to the landfill. It's not contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big problem with recycling. Once, if you have 99% of clean stuff in your can and you throw, oil in there or, you know,
right.
some grease, it's all becomes yard waste or
oh,
all becomes
no.
waste.
So let me ask this. If you're using plastic, let's say, for frozen food, a lot of it now comes in these little plastic containers. Mm-hmm. Do you need to rinse those out before you put in, or does that matter? Is that considered contaminated if there's still a little food left?
It does. If you rinse it out, it's
rinse
probably
it out.
The best way you can go about it. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a very small contaminant that's accepted, but, you know, rinse it under the sink, wipe it out, and then mm-hmm. you put it in there, and you'll know it'll be accepted.
Okay, that's great. So I do use the one on Summit Boulevard, and I understand that one's going away. Is that true?
That's true. You know, the biggest no-no, and I guess people don't realize that, is peanuts.
Peanuts?
Packing peanuts.
Really?
They're non-recyclable.
Oh, the packing peanuts.
Right, they're non-recyclable.
Oh.
So I watch so many people that will break down their cardboard and do a fantastic job,
uh-huh.
put it in the recycling bin at Summit, and then take a garbage bag full of peanuts and pour them in there, and you just contaminated the whole container.
So it's styrofoam, right?
Right.
Oh, see, and I'm thinking it's plastic
right.
and goes with the cardboard.
Right, and it contaminates the whole thing. You're done.
Oh,
that.
No. Okay. Well, can we just put a bin for that? throw your peanuts over here, and then you guys can take them to the...
We can save it for your mayor's cleanup every year.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
The thing is, you know, we have great people. We watch them. They do a fantastic job. They mm-hmm. recycle. But the problem is you get that 10% that'll come by and stick a mattress in there
oh.
or bring some furniture or
right.
pallets, food garbage. And once they put it in the bin, you just contaminated the entire bin.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I love the opportunity to recycle, and that hasn't gone away. There's just that one location, so there's still, you can go to Leonard Street, I understand.
Right. We're going
to
move it over there. And the good mm-hmm. thing, it'll be manned so we can actually see what's going in
oh, that's
and
good.
Not contaminate it.
That's good. That's really good. So let's talk a little bit more about the recycling program and how it works and what does it cost and a little bit of background so people can understand. We hear about it, and is it really effective? Because you just gave us the numbers, which are phenomenal. I had no idea.
Yeah, and that we're maintaining that 7% contamination rate.
That's not bad when you think. I mean, I think that's pretty good.
Oh, that's excellent. That's like top numbers in the country.
Yeah, okay.
It's unheard of.
That's great.
So when you say 7%, like, oh, we can do better, and we're definitely trying.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 93% clean.
Wow.
So we're doing what we're supposed to do. If you want to get involved with recycling, you can give us a call at 850-435-1890. You can call 311. You can Google Pensacola 311. You just sign up. It's going to be about It's $8 a month added to your sanitation bill. It's once a week collection. Depending on where you live at, it's either Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Come by, we pick it up, and that's pretty much it. We make it easy. You don't have to drive to Summit or to Leonard. Mm-hmm. We'll come to your house and get it for you.
And we make sure we use dedicated recycling trucks so they're clean.
Right, right.
So you can count on that going to the recycle. It's not going to go to a landfill. As long as you don't contaminate it, it's going to recycle.
Okay. And then the recycle bins, that comes when you sign up for the recycling, you get that extra bin. So don't put your pizza stuff in that bin. Use the other one,
yep.
Right?
If it's trash, put it in the trash. And if it's clean, throw it in the recycling, and it'll be repurposed and reused and save the environment.
We're all about that. Okay, we do have a question that just came in from one of our listeners. This is a good one. It says, can Gulf Breeze residents bring recyclables to the Leonard Street location if it's manned?
No, ma'am. Okay. That is for our customers, our residents only.
Escambia County only?
No, City of Pensacola
only. City of Pensacola only. So, yes. Oh, okay. So if you're on the beach, wouldn't even though you're in Escambia County, you'd need to go to a different spot.
Right. This is strictly for City of Pensacola residents.
Okay, very good. And I'm sure Santa Rosa County has the recycling in some places you could take there over there, I would imagine.
I would think so.
I would think so. You can probably Google that. Google, the research department. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what you can and cannot recycle. Let's get rid of some of those myths. For we've already got rid of one, the peanuts. Yeah. They're out.
garden hoses, no. Garden hoses are the kiss of death because they get in the recycle equipment and tangle everything up and break it. So don't put a garden hose in.
Interesting. See, in my mind I'm thinking, plastic, maybe rubber, maybe. Okay.
No, don't do that. Ooh. Don't do a belt, a fan, off a car, a fan
really?
Belt, anything like that. They can tangle up the recycle equipment.
Okay.
Don't put it in there.
Okay, what are some other ones?
So the easiest ones is going to be your paper, your cardboard, your plastics, one and twos, and some yogurt containers. A lot of them are fours, but some of them are one and twos.
When you say one and two, what do you mean by that?
So if you look at the bottom of the bottle, it'll have a little recycle symbol.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it, but yeah. I didn't know what it meant.
And there's one, two, three, all the way up to seven. And it depends on what it's made of is how it's numbered.
Okay.
So one and two, you're safe. You can put it in there, and we'll take those. And we also have steel and aluminum cans.
Okay.
Okay,
so soda cans and things like that are fine.
Absolutely.
Interesting. I did not know about the numbers. Yeah. So what's the number four-ish? You're starting to get into the maybe not such a good idea to recycle? Or?
Well, you're going to look on some of it because of what it's made out of. Mm-hmm. We do accept tubs and containers.
Okay.
But some of them are fours and can be kind of recycled, but we take one and two.
Okay. Good to know. I did not know about that. So you can pretty much, and I've seen the symbol. It's kind of a swirly symbol. I've seen it's a square box, so now I know exactly what I can look for. That's really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Cardboard is king, so we love cardboard.
Cardboard, okay.
Yeah. We love Amazon.
I was going to say all those Amazon packages.
Yeah, everybody's breaking them down. We love it.
That's good. And what about when you move and you've got a gazillion boxes and you break them on? What about that? Is there a better alternative? Or?
Definitely. Currently, if you move and you have a ton of boxes, you break them down, make sure you keep them dry. Just call us and we'll come pick them up at your house.
Stop it.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have a...
Were you when I moved? Are you serious? Why do I not know these things? I'm excited y'all are here. We need to get the word out.
Yeah, just save them, stack them up, leave them in the garage, give us a call. We'll make an appointment, come by and get them from you.
Interesting. Okay. Now, is that true for bigger items? I know you have the special Mayor's Cleanup Day and you have the other spots, but if you did have, let's say, a refrigerator.
Well, then now you got a special pickup. Those are different.
Okay.
You can call us and schedule a special pickup. There'll be a charge for it.
It's $15 for the first 3 minutes.
Okay.
That doesn't sound like a lot of time, but remember, we have a big truck with a big crane. It is grabbing stuff.
Gotcha.
And then it's $5 for every additional 3 minutes.
Okay.
Usually most piles are within 3 minutes.
I gotcha. So if you just had a big refrigerator, you just got a new one, you got to get rid of the old one.
Yeah, you throw out your couch, you want a new living room furniture, call us, we'll come grab it.
Okay. I didn't realize you provided all those services. That's fantastic. So we're talking with Daryl Singleton and John Scanlon with the City of Pensacola Sanitation Department and Pensacola Energy. So if you've got a question, now's the time to ask. If you always wonder, can I recycle this? Send it in a text and ask us, 850-437-1620. Okay, so we talked a lot about boxes, but you can't. We have one of those big bins, though, where I live in a residential where there's a big what do you call that?
Big dumpster.
Thank you. It is Friday, y'all. The dumpster. But it irritates me to death because I see people throw their boxes in and they're as big as they were when they got them. They didn't break them down. So are there tips to breaking down boxes or the things you can do that would make it better for you all?
Well, you save space when you break them down. You're going to be able to get more either in your can or if you want to leave them in the garage and stack them up flat when we come and get them. It's just always best practice if you can break them down.
Okay, because that also leaves more room for everybody else, by the way.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, that, okay. If you don't break it down and you jam it in your can and it goes to get dumped, it could get that cardboard can actually stop the what's inside the can
it
from
gets
being
stuck.
Dumped.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So we want to make sure it's able to come out. And large boxes, I do it at the house. Me and the kids play a game. You know, if we buy a new TV, we go out there and see who can rip it up the fastest. You know, like we want to make it, you know, manageable in that can. I don't want to be stuck with old garbage in there because it didn't dump out.
Where were your kids when I moved? I needed help.
Oh, they would have loved it.
Okay, we did get another question from one of our listeners is asking about, what about my old desk and computer and monitor? My old desktop computer, excuse me, and monitor. What do I do with that?
You can throw them away and call us. We'll come and get it.
Not in the trash, though. Not in the regular trash for recycling.
Actually, you can throw them in the trash, too.
You can?
If it'll fit in a can.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that computers had to go.
Well, computers with lithium?
It depends. You know, we're talking about a desktop.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah. Okay.
It depends. A laptop's got a lithium battery. Desktop usually doesn't. How old is it?
Okay, let's be real clear. This is a desktop, not a laptop.
Yep. You said a desktop.
Yes, that was the question. Yeah. Okay. All right. So a desktop can go in the trash, but a laptop cannot because of the lithium battery.
And then you could always pull the lithium battery out, you know, and throw the laptop away.
Oh, okay. And the monitors are good?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. That's a great question.
It's like throwing a TV away.
And that's okay, too? You can throw one of those. See, I don't know all the things that are, I'm just be honest.
If it fits. Now, you know, a lot of times with the bigger TVs now, people are, you know,
the flat screens
70 inches and all that. Mm-hmm. You might need a special pickup for us to come and get it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the mistakes folks do make, because already we've covered a couple of them, but can you give us some of the things that you see pretty much on a regular basis that are maybe troublesome or cause problems?
Walmart bags.
Oh.
Not recyclable.
Really?
You know how they're so thin and people will save them up and get a ton of them and then to put them all in one big bag together and throw them in. Not recyclable.
What about all the other bags from
Same
all the
thing.
Other stores?
Those thin little grocery bags.
Yeah.
Not recyclable.
Uh-oh.
Well, that kind of always factors into our 7%.
Oh, my God, I've been a 7%er. Oh, no, I feel terrible. I've been collecting plastic bags for 20 years
and
or
they,
something.
For some reason, they are not recyclable.
Now I'm going to say a local store, I won't say which one, has a bin that says plastic bags. Is that different?
I believe it is, because I take it, but I don't know if they recycle it or if they just collect it to keep it out of recycling. I don't know what they do.
They have
like
four different bins of the different things. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I've been taking my plastic bags. But now it got me really curious.
As long as they don't recycle them with us, we're good.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I have another question in from one of our listeners. It says, I had always thought allowable plastics were the harder ones. Does that have anything to do with the number on the bottom?
I'm not 100% sure on that. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the ones that we do see are going to be those Coke bottles, and they're the
water plastic. Bottles.
Yeah.
Where do you put water bottles are recyclable? Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Really, it depends on what
it's they're
made
soft,
of.
But they are recyclable.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. The actual what they're actually made of. Mm-hmm. Some are going to be harder and softer, but I think you're going to find it where if it's a thicker plastic, if it is still a one, we're still going to have that same kind of density, but it's what it is made up of.
Interesting. Okay, this is really good stuff. So keep those questions coming, 850-437-1620. So what are some of the other things that you've seen that we can look out for, and how can we be better recyclers? Maybe that's the question.
I think, like John said, the recyclers we have are fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, keeping that number down to 70%, I mean, that's like unheard of, just fantastic. It's just a few things, like you said, people don't know. The Walmart bags, the thin plastic bags, you know, at Publix or whatever else, don't recycle those. You would think a garden hose would be. Don't recycle a garden hose, you know. Just the simple items that we don't recycle.
Yeah, I always try to, you know, we can name a lot of stuff that shouldn't be thrown in there. But right. the easiest way is, you know, what's accepted, that paper, that cardboard, 1 and 2 plastics, mm-hmm. steel and aluminum cans.
Okay. What about aluminum foil?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just make sure it's clean.
Yep. Okay. Without the grease.
Yeah, without stuck chicken to it or something.
Without the turkey grease. Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Got another question from one of our listeners. As a renter or a new resident of the area, is there a contact number or website that a person can determine if that address is in the city or the county?
They can give us a call. Okay. 850-435-1890. We'll look it up for them. You can also go to the city of Pensacola and look at the map of the, but sometimes it's easier. Just give us a call. We'll do the hard work for you.
Okay. That sounds great. All right. What have we not mentioned this morning about recycling that we need to cover before we go?
Well, I think we need to cover for next week. And this is going to go over recycling, garbage, yard waste. Mm-hmm. Next week is the Easter weekend.
Oh.
And so next Friday is Good Friday. Mm-hmm. Now, our routes are usually Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. But next week, they're going to shift. Monday and Tuesday will remain the same. Thursday's route will be ran on Wednesday. And Friday's route will be ran on Thursday.
Okay.
So if you're usually a Thursday garbage pickup or recycling pickup in the city, go ahead and put it out Tuesday night because we're going to come there on Wednesday.
Great. That's good to know.
And, of course, on Friday, put yours out. On Wednesday night, because we're going to be there a day early this week.
Okay, so make a note of it, especially if you're a Thursday, Friday pickup family.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because we don't want you to call the office Friday because no one will be there either.
All right, then another question. You just made me think of Easter baskets and the straw. Is that recyclable? Because some of that straw is plastic.
That's a great question. I'm going to err on the side of caution and say no for that same reason. It's almost the same kind of material as the the garbage bag. You're talking about
the straw that's in the Easter baskets.
Yeah.
Some of it's paper, some of it. But now they're making more and more. You see it where it's like a plastic.
Yeah, the paper, I'd say yes.
Yeah.
Plastic, I'd want to err on the side of caution. Mm-hmm. We don't want it in the machines, but also it's almost that same kind of plastic as you're going to find with those bags.
Okay, and if you have any leftover chocolate bunnies, the really good ones, you can recycle them here right at the station and just put a little note for Meg on those, and I'll take care of them for you.
Reese's eggs.
Yes, thank you. I love those, don't you?
Reese's eggs. We'll take all of them.
Listen, guys, I can't thank you enough for all of you do, you know, for all that you do. It's probably not one of the more glamorous positions with the city of Pensacola, but I don't know what we would do without you, and it's very consistent. I have been in this community for over 20 years, and quite frankly, when they say they're going to pick up, they pick up. I mean, you really are consistent in that way, and that's so important because we can count on you.
Thank you.
No, I really mean that. Okay, got about a minute or so left. Any other little tidbits that you can tell us or anything you'd like to mention? The cleanup, let's mention the day. Let's come to that one more time.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
It is tomorrow. It's going to be the upper portion of East Till. That's going to be between Fairfield and Maxwell, and that's going to be east of Davis Highway.
Okay.
If you have questions, again, easiest way, Google Mayor's Cleanup Pensacola, and an interactive map will come up. I think it's the very first one because that's how I used to get to the site.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll tell you if you're in tomorrow's cleanup or when your actual cleanup is. It could be the last week in next month or all the way through October. So.
Okay. But you still can put those bags full of leaves and all that kind of stuff on as a regular basis.
Just put everything out there we're coming. Is your opportunity for tires, paint, mm-hmm. appliances, you know. You got that old dishwasher you want to get rid of. That's your time.
Okay, very good. So we're talking with Daryl Singleton and John Scanlon with the City of Pensacola Sanitation Department. Can you give us that website again and a phone number in case somebody wants to give them a call?
So our phone number is 850-435-1890. And then you go to cityofpensacola.com. Up top, it'll say departments. And we're in the bottom right hand of that of what pops up. And if you have any questions, you want to set up recycling an easy way, 311.
311. Okay, that's great to know.
Thank you.
All right, guys, thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a wonderful Easter weekend. Sounds like you're going to have a couple days off, and you deserve it. Thanks, everybody. Recycle. This is Pep Talk.